With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. The Cortez City Council unanimously approved an intergovernmental agreement Tuesday with the Colorado Department of Transportation, a step toward implementing the city's improvement plan for Highway 160. Public Works Director Phil Johnson said the IGA, which he called a living document, will help the city pursue funding and grants for downtown beautification and improvement efforts along Main Street. Johnson said one high-priority project that can be done this year is creating a walkway across the highway at Edith Street near AutoZone and McDonald's. The crossing would include push-button controls, a solar-powered flashing light, and an elevated median. City Manager Shane Hale said the Midway Pedestrian Refuge would give people just two lanes to cross before reaching a safe zone, rather than trying to play Frogger across the highway, a reference to an old video game. Under the agreement, the city will buy materials for such projects and CDOT will install and maintain them, which Hale called a pretty good cost share. Police Chief Roy Lane said the pedestrian refuge is needed, as students from Montezuma Cortez High School frequently cross the highway there. Also on Tuesday, the council swore in two new and two re-elected members and voted unanimously to keep Karen Sheik as mayor and Ty Keel as mayor pro tem. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.